They're still missing in Mexico. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Four Americans kidnapped Friday in the city of Matamoros in an area of Mexico the U.S. warns us not to go to because it's not safe. It's believed the four were wrongly targeted by warring drug cartels.
The president of Mexico is assuring the victims' families that the entire Mexican government is on the ground working to bring them safely home. The White House calling the kidnapping unacceptable.
That's Fox's Jackie Ibanez. The FBI has a $50,000 reward for arrests and the Americans returned. They'd gone to Mexico for a medical procedure. President Biden's readying his budget plan to be given to Congress Thursday. And
the president writing in an op-ed in the New York Times this morning, quote, the budget I am releasing this week will make the Medicare trust fund solvent beyond 2050 without cutting a penny in benefits.
Fox Business Network Cheryl Cassone. To do that, the president's proposing raising taxes on Americans who earn more than $400,000 a year, which House Republicans may reject. And speaking of them,
new emails uncovered by House Republicans probing the origins of COVID-19 show that Dr. Anthony Fauci had final approval on a scientific paper written back in February of 2020 to disprove the theory that the virus leaked from a lab in Wuhan, China.
Fox's Kevin Cork. Fauci, of course, was a key U.S. advisor for then-President Trump and also President Biden. Recent assessments from the FBI and the Energy Department found COVID likely did leak out of that lab. With China under scrutiny over COVID and the spy balloon, TikTok, and more, leader Xi Jinping is criticizing the U.S., saying we're trying to suppress his country. North Korea's warning the U.S. again.
A day after the U.S. flew a B-52 bomber capable of carrying nuclear weapons over the Korean Peninsula. The two allies have carried out several military drills in recent times and are preparing to take part in huge field exercises later this
Fox's
month.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
More House Republicans have gone to the border to again blame President Biden's policies for a record surge of migrants coming to the U.S. illegally. His administration has criticized prior visits as photo ops, which is what Republicans also said about the president's visit to the border in El Paso, Texas, back in January.
Texas Congressman Tony Gonzalez led the group. He summed things up this way.
Here in Texas, we used to look out for rattlesnakes. Now we look out for the cartel.
Gonzalez said the Democrats are now the party of illegal immigration and that it's time for real, tangible solutions. Congresswoman Maria Salazar of Florida had this frustrated reaction.
It's impossible to believe that the cartels and the organized crime has better manpower, has better equipment, has better infrastructure than the Border Patrol.
The Biden administration has urged Congress to work in a bipartisan manner to fix the immigration system. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
An elementary school staffer is out of a job in Connecticut, getting an F for what she taught a few kids.
Investigators say they're looking at how a math lesson turned into a martial arts class or even a self-defense demonstration. Police in Norwalk say Stephanie Santabria, who's a math coach, performed the chokehold on three students. After one of them lost consciousness, the school nurse immediately treated that student. Police say Santabria faces charges of strangulation, risk of injury to a minor, and reckless endangerment. The Norwalk School District says she's resigned. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
The head of the Federal Reserve will head to Congress the next few days. Chairman Jerome Powell will testify and face questions about the economy and inflation and higher interest rates. And the Senate this morning, and then at the House tomorrow. On Wall Street, ahead of that, the Fed testimony. Stock futures are up slightly the day after mixed results. The Dow rose 40 points, but the Nasdaq dropped 13. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.